brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson, he's been on a speaking tour for a year, or almost a year, since December. He's really got the pulse of the country. He was just talking about TSA a minute ago. We'll get his take on that, the big political awakening that's happening right now, or if he thinks it's an awakening, where politics are going in this country, the big economic announcements, which are off the charts. But I'm going to go into a fourth hour of overdrive after the governor leaves us today, which will be on our AM and FM affiliates and, of course, Global Shortwave Satellite Internet. Because I want to continue talking to victims of TSA. Right now, let's go to Karen in Texas. Karen, tell us your story.
Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on here. Well, I've kept real silent about my experience. Back in the spring, I was flying from the Seattle area back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I have family and grandkids up there. Well, the first thing that unnerved me, Alex, when I was in line, and it was a large line of people, was the man that was hollering out commands, and I flipped back to when I used to watch movies of, you know, pre-war Germany or during the war in Germany when they were, you know, shouting at people, go here, go to, it's like shouting.
Go into the showers.
Oh, it was horrible,
yeah,
Alex. It was horrible.
Delousing.
It was horrible, and it totally unnerved me, and I thought, I just got to get through this.
No, I mean, it's classic hardcore tyranny.
It was bad. It was bad. And then I got up to the thing and I realized, oh shoot, I'm in the wrong lane. Now I'm in the scanner. But then I thought, okay. And I stood there and I watched people go through it. You know, there was no question they didn't ask.
And they put their hands up. They put their hands up in a submissive way.
Absolutely.
Here in the homeland, we keep you safe from the enemy.
That was exactly what happened. So I got up there and I looked at the person and I said, I really am not going to go through this. I prefer to maintain some constitutional privileges. And they said, well, you have to. I said, no, I don't. I said, I know you have another option. And then they said, well, you can be patted down. And it was a lady I was speaking with. And I looked at her and I said, honey, let me tell you something. Who's going to do it? You or some man? She says, I will do it. And I said, you know, I don't have anything else that you don't have. As long as you're going to do it, I guess I'll do that.
Oh, the free country. And so what happened next?
And then I said to her, I said, you know, I spent 20 years in the dental industry, and I said, I do not want to be around any more radiation. All of a sudden, she thought I was a doctor. So now I'm getting some preferential treatment. So she says, oh, Dr. So-and-so. And she says, what's your first name? And I told her. She says, well, let me take care of you. And she, of course, had her gloves on. She did the pat down. She got up towards my crotch, but she didn't touch it. She went across my
breast. Yeah, that's the old pat down. Now everyone gets the crotch squeeze. The homeland squeeze. If we can touch the privates, there's nothing the sheep won't put up with. We're going to start national DNA databases. We take the baby's blood at birth. It's so good.
The baby may
be with Bin Laden.
But what do we do now? I don't want to fly anymore, but yet I'm stuck here. If I don't fly, there's no way I can get to see my grandkids at Christmas, you know?
Well, your grandchildren have no future if we don't say no now, and we've got a good chance of beating this. That's why they're trying to add more abuse. You know, that's a tyrant or a bully's action. As the head of British Airways and the Italian government throw these out, and as the people revolt, and as legislation tries to get passed, again, they, quote, don't allow profiling. I mean, if it is the Muslims supposedly doing this, or radical Muslims, they've got these databases. You know, why then are they going after everybody? Because the truth is, when we got the Mayak report, Homeland Security reports from law enforcement, now almost 2 years ago, it's all for the American people. Conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans, firearms owners, it's all admitted. Ron Paul, libertarians, Bob Barr, I bet Gary Johnson, I bet they don't like him too much. You know, anybody who's for freedom is put on these lists. They have these political officers. Karen, I appreciate your call. Michael, Carrie, Dave, Heather, if you want to hold for 55 minutes, please do. We're going into fourth hour of overdrive. You'll be head of the line when we, at the TSA scanners, when we come back in the fourth hour, or you can hang up. But I want to hear your stories. We're going to continue with these. But the worst part of this is how they make you raise your dress in front of everyone and yell at you. It's an act of humiliation and domination.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The greatest developments in the last 100 years, and this is greater than the Great Depression, are happening. They're openly announcing the end of the dollar standard. The G20 is saying they want a gold-backed currency. You know, I'm a gold bug, folks, but that's super bad news. That will drive down all the other major currencies because the SDR is going to be gold-backed. That's Financial Times of London, Reuters. We've got a PrisonPlanet.com article, ATMs crash across the country after bank holiday warning. I'm going to be covering this in the fourth hour today after former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson leaves us, but I will bring this up with him as well. We're going to talk about the TSA. We're going to talk about the mood of the country, the election that just happened, the failure of the law to repeal marijuana prohibition in California. Gary Johnson is a former Republican governor, and he's got Our America Initiative, ouramericainitiative.com, or ouramericaninitiative.com, and he really doesn't need any introduction, and we'll give you all those websites and information today. He's been, for what, 10, 11 months on a speaking tour. And we just appreciate him out there getting the word out. Governor, great to have you here.
Well, great to be on. I'm curious about the switching to the gold standard. I guess I'll have to tune in after I leave here.
We've known the Trilateral Commission wanted that for a long time. The big banks, when they're flush with being able to issue currency and credit, have been quietly keeping it down so they could hoard it. And we predicted this, but yeah, I've got major mainstream news articles today. Here's one: Zolik seeks gold standard debate, and it looks like that's what they want, is a partially gold-backed SDR at the IMF World Bank level.
Wow, well, that sounds very positive. Very positive.
You think positive in that you believe in gold?
Yeah, well, we do have a commodity-based currency, and that would actually stand for something, and that might come become the new standard.
So it would be good if we went toward something like that, but I mean, what about if our currency's in trouble, and then now this international banking cartel does it, though? I mean, that could have a twist, though, to it.
Well, the twist would be, again, we could get to debate it here in this country, and when you debate issues like those, I think that good things happen as a result of it.
So you're saying good because it mainlines getting back to a real stable currency.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's get into that. Well, first off, you've been traveling the nation, speaking every week. I mean, you're all over the place, doing radio, TV interviews. What are you talking about when you're out there on the road, and why did you decide to do that, and what's your view on the election, and where the pulse is of this country?
Well, I'm really trying to put a voice to the outrage over us being bankrupt, that 43 cents out of every dollar that we're spending is borrowed. And I'd like to just think that I'm putting a voice to a lot of people that if given the opportunity, they'd say the same thing that I am. Now, we need to slash government spending. I was on Neil Cavuto in New York a couple of days ago, and, you know, the talk was that Republicans want to repeal our health care, meaning Obamacare. A good thing, but I just thought that in the spirit of bipartisanship, Republicans should offer up a repeal of the prescription health care benefit that they passed when they controlled Congress and the White House, because all this stuff adds up to where we're at right now, Republicans and Democrats alike. So the take on this last election was that everybody's fed up with anybody that's in office.
Yeah.
That was the phenomenon.
So people are flailing at the levers, you predicted.
Well, I predicted that Republicans were going to pick up as a result of that phenomenon, but not because they were Republicans, but because they were the minority party. I think that's happened. If Republicans don't get the religion of the checkbook back, I don't see them hanging around next cycle either.
So what happens? They're fed up with Democrats, fed up with Republicans. Congress has an 11% approval rating. This is a political realignment. Correct me if I'm wrong. What happens if it's business as usual? Boy, that's going to really supercharge political revolution.
That is going to really supercharge political revolution. Pie in the sky is that voters give Republicans back the Senate, and they also elect a Republican president, and we would actually begin a rollback of political promises that should have never been made. Alex, I have a real faith in the markets. They always foresee trends. They're always ahead of the game. I think voters were way ahead of the game when they elected Republicans to control both houses of Congress and the presidency, believing that these entitlements that we have needed to be rolled back. Now, Republicans, given that opportunity, did anything but they gave us a new entitlement. They gave us the prescription health care benefit, and they ran up record deficits. So, again, pie in the sky, maybe Republicans get another shot at this and that they actually do the right thing this time.
What happens if they don't?
Well, then they're going to be kicked out, and I think we'll have a new I think Republicans maybe become the third party then. And we have a new second party.
Well, I agree with you because people were hitting the reset button with Obama 2 years ago. But when he came in with more socialism, more corruption, spending more than all presidents before him combined, people were like, we want to change, pal, but we didn't want this change.
That kind of change, right. And, you know, we're going to be approaching, well, we're going to be at a $15 trillion debt, declared debt here in just a couple of years. And when you consider interest on the debt, The amount of money that we're paying just as interest, right now that's the fifth largest expenditure in the budget. You know, interest rates potentially could go up a little bit. And if they go up a little bit, why, we're looking at interest rates potentially becoming, interest on the debt potentially becoming the largest ticket item in the budget.
Well, a lot of economists say that it's not really the fifth largest expenditure because they're only counting what's currently owed. But if you look at commitments,
exactly, $100 trillion in unfunded entitlement line.
So to pay that off, the number I saw years ago in the Wall Street Journal was 80%+ of taxes, if we were actually going to try to pay that off, would be in debt.
And when I'm out here talking, all I'm talking about is very simply, you can't spend money that you don't have. So just balancing revenues with expenditures, I'm not even talking about paying it back, which really is it just seems impossible.
Ron Paul says it's 1.5 quadrillion of overall derivatives. It's impossible to pay it. So what do we do?
Well, so I do think that politicians, that Republicans in this case, politicians could create certainty in the markets. And certainty in the markets would be this notion that we are going to slash spending.
It's that's what Paul Kirk Roberts says, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy for Treasury. He says certainty is what people need, confidence.
Well, and I think markets would react favorably to the notion of slashing spending, getting spending in line with revenues, and then the notion that increasing taxes is just not acceptable. Lower taxes.
But, Governor, they know that.
Better economy.
They know that. I mean, Kennedy cut taxes by 50% in one bracket, 30 in another. Tax receipts doubled. When California 2 years ago increased all these taxes, of course it made their economy go. I mean, they know that. If government knows you cut taxes, revenues increase because the economy gets going again, people make money, why then don't they do it?
Where is the disconnect? Where is the disconnect?
Where is it? Well, I mean, you are a governor. You're a governor. I mean, where is it? I mean, you work with these people. Where is the disconnect?
Well, as governor, I want to argue that I was fiscally the most conservative governor of all 50 governors, and I'd just base that on the fact that I would have vetoed so much legislation. I would have vetoed 750 pieces of legislation. I'd have had thousands of line items while I was governor of New Mexico. New Mexico's 2-1 Democrat. Only two of the vetoes were overridden. The fact that I got reelected, I think, just speaks to people wanting good stewardship.
Why didn't you run again?
I was term limited.
Oh, that's right.
I'm a firm believer in term limits. I think politicians do good things for people as opposed to doing whatever it takes to get reelected. Term limits.
Well, a statesman wants to leave, but a politician wants to stay.
Well, for whatever reason, and I guess I saw it up front and personal, people want to stay in power. And to stay in power, it's more about doing things for yourself as opposed to people that you were elected to represent.
Governor Gary Johnson, what are the best websites for people to visit to find out about what you're doing?
So it is OurAmericaInitiative.com.
Our America. Okay, I got it right the first time.
Yeah, but to get online and tell me what you think. Our America Initiative. Alex, I've been to 31 states. I've addressed hundreds of groups. And I live in Taos, New Mexico, which I think is really a beautiful spot.
Oh, yeah.
It's as good a skiing as anywhere on the planet. But when I started this whole thing out, I was kind of, throw the eggs and the tomatoes and send me home to my home in Taos, that what I'm saying is irrelevant. But it hasn't happened. I'm still out here talking.
So you could see the move towards liberty, a year ago as you decided to go on this tour?
I felt like I saw it before then, but
yeah, well, sure, years ago.
But this was to try and bear that out, and unquestionably, that's the excitement right now within the Republican Party is the liberty element. And
well, Ron Paul won the CPAC straw poll.
No, it's terrific.
This is an anti-war Republican, and he's winning the straw polls.
Well, and there is a sentiment among Republicans that we should stop nation building. Now, this is what George Bush talked about before he got into office, and he got elected, really, on talking about no nation building. But anything but happened when he took office. I don't think we can continue, not just think, we cannot continue to spend more money on military spending than all the other countries in the world combined when we're only 5% of the world's population.
Yeah, this economy is in critical condition. I mean, this isn't a question. Either we start cutting, and that doesn't just mean the lazy welfare mom, that means you cut the big ones like defense or it's over.
It's all the way across the board. It's Medicaid, it's Medicare, reformed Social Security. I mean, getting it actuarially sound. Defense, go right on down the list. Interest on the debt, well, that's really not going to go down. It's just not going to go down any lower than it is today. It's going to go up. The question would be when and how much, depending on how in control we get the budget and potentially actually balance revenues with expenditures. You can't spend money that you don't have. And you can just go right on down the list. I'm asked, well, what about farm subsidies?
Stay there, Governor. We got to go to break. All right. We're going to talk about farm subsidies, but I also want to get into this announcement of QE2, this quantitative easing 2, and what that's going to mean to the dollar. The rest of the world is freaking out, openly saying this will be the end of the dollar's hegemony. We'll talk about what the end of the dollar as the world reserve currency means with Governor Gary Johnson. I'm Alex Jones.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Was a highwayman along the coach roads I did ride.
I think it was Politico had the headline, you know, the young Ron Paul for Gary Johnson. This is a guy who is, you know, really has a lot of the same basic liberty ideas of Ron Paul. And he's another great person we've got out there educating people, or not so much even educating, becoming a focal point. We were talking during the break, Governor, I want to get back into the economy with you and that point you made about farm subsidies. Do you want to share with folks what you were saying during the break about you're trying to go out and talk to Republicans and ask, do you really want to be conservative? Or
Well, just the fact that, you know, the voice of the Republican Party is up for grabs. I mean, it's a competition. But if you don't give Republicans a voice that they can attach themselves to, you know, it kind of becomes a moot point. So I'm out there, I'm talking, and I'd like to think that what I'm saying represents the majority of Republicans. But again, if they don't have that opportunity to actually cast that vote, if you will, why... you know, you're just theorizing about it.
Well, I hate to go back to Ron Paul, but this article was months ago, so I'm sure the numbers have changed now. But if I remember the article at PrisonPlanet.com, it was 14 straw polls in the previous year. Ron Paul had won 10, and 10 being amongst them the CPAC most coveted. I mean, what does that say? I mean, I think that backs up what you're saying, is that grassroots conservatives really do, you know, want to cut government.
I believe that, and there is that knowledge that cutting government really, you know what? There's some hard decisions, choices that have to be made, and I'm talking about Medicaid, I'm talking about Medicare, I'm talking about reforming Social Security, defense. You just go right on down the list. I was just going to make the point simply on farm subsidies, that when it comes to farm subsidies, let's just look at it simply. 43% of farm subsidies need to be cut or eliminated if we're just going to balance revenues with expenditures, looking at a 43% across the board, if you will.
Well, Governor, let's look at farm subsidies, because my family has farmed and ranched since 1829 in Texas. And, you know, most of the small family farms and ranches are gone, or people have to work multiple jobs just to keep them going. The farm subsidies have been written in by big mega agribusiness in general. They say get big or get out. And farm subsidies, from my research, have killed our true diversity. We were the greatest producer in the world. We still are to some extent. But I mean, farm subsidies have paid people to not produce. I mean, this is a joke.
Well, and not only that, but we're paying, an inordinate amount of farm subsidy to corn, for example. So a corn sweetener, corn ends up in all our diets and may contribute to the fact that we consume more calories than we might otherwise consume. So farm subsidies have a lot of unintended consequences, as does so much of what...
Well, that's like cheese subsidies, so you wonder why you're in public school. It's cheese, cheese, and more cheese.
Again, more calories, perhaps, than we need.
Looking at the economy, and we've got a long segment coming up. This is a short one, Governor, but in the 3 minutes we've got left, or 2.5 minutes, your view on quantitative easing, too, and this announcement of $600 to $1 trillion to be injected in the next 8 months that has horrified almost all the economists, I mean, even mainline ones. Does this horrify you?
Well, it does. When you talk about TARP, and when they defend TARP by saying, you know, all of TARP's going to get paid back, doesn't everyone recognize that basically we've just rewarded failure instead of allowing failure to run its course? So we've reinflated new bubbles, and we just extended the crisis, if you will. The reckoning day is still yet to come, as opposed to the reckoning day that might have actually passed, and we would have washed all that out. So the fact that the Fed is $600 billion, they're going to purchase long-term treasuries, they're going to purchase long-term bond debt. Imagine Bernie Madoff if he'd have been allowed to print money to cover his Ponzi scheme. This is delaying the inevitable. A couple of months back, Obama comes out and talks about, you know, the great thing that the government did by bailing out General Motors. Well, we need to understand that those jobs would not have gone away if General Motors would have gone into bankruptcy. General Motors would have emerged from bankruptcy, arguably truly the car company of the future, reorganized and shedding all of what was wrong with it. Currently, like I say, we reinflated it. It's still got its problems, and it still has a reckoning day to come.
Well, at least from my research, $5 billion of the we're going to go to break, come back and talk about this. $5 billion of the $25 billion or so went for $1 billion to move a plant to Brazil, one to Eastern Europe. I mean, so you've got all these corrupt politicians in there with that money, and then we had Obama. It came out even on mainstream news. saying that only Democratic contributors can keep their dealerships. We're going to come back and talk about that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wow, this is amazing. We've got former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson in here. I've been a big fan of many of his policies and his true independence. And I just want to give you the website. It's Our America Initiative. This is Our American Initiative. Sorry about that. Our America Initiative.com. Gary Johnson, a former governor of Mexico, is our guest. We're going right back to him. I want to talk about TSA, the police state. I want to talk to him about the Mayak report demonizing patriots. We're going to talk about all that with him here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to tell you about ColaBlue.com. Look, folks, the tap water is filled with toxins, chlorine, fluoride, all this garbage. And there's a lot of great filters out there, and we have sponsors that promote them. But Ecola Blue is special because it's an atmospheric water generator. It looks like a high-tech water cooler, like R2-D2 meets a water cooler, but no water bottle on top because it grabs the water out of the air. That's what clouds are. It's the purest, cleanest drinking water. Their most inexpensive unit has 7 filters and stores it in a stainless steel tank. Their bigger units have 12 filters. They've got them that can supply a division of an army. but they've got the smaller units that produce 7.5 gallons a day. It's acolablue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, acolablue.com. Check them out today. And finally, there is a new video that we're promoting, because I've been sent a lot of these, but this one is really professionally produced, and it is backyardfoodproduction.com, and it's got how to grow. In fact, here it is right here. I was asking the guys for it, and they pointed out it's on my desk underneath a pad. Here it is for people that are watching us on television. Food production systems for a backyard or a small farm, DVD with a bonus resource CD. And this is vegetable gardens, water, rabbits, butchering, poultry, working dogs, perennials, orchards, food forest, essentials. This is the best DVD I've seen out there with a CD. Everything you need to know by experts so you don't repeat the mistakes of others. And the website, again, is backyardfoodproduction.com, an invaluable DVD. Because if you look at the Great Depression, 90% of people were supposedly self-sufficient and living on rural farms. Now upwards of 90% or 89%, if you want to be technical, live in cities and are not self-sufficient. So getting back to liberty is all about backyard farms. So I hope you check out food production systems. Okay, going back to you, Governor, we were talking about the auto industry as we hit that break. What was your point about that?
Well, you know, recently we also heard that General Motors repaid part of their debt to the U.S. government. Well, that was an absolute shell game. They took equity that the U.S. government had actually put money into as opposed to debt, and took the equity and transferred it over into debt. So it was a complete shell game. My point simply is that the free market, if you allow the free market to work, which I would argue we're getting further and further away from the free market in this country as opposed to embracing it, but if you'd let it work, why, we'd be better off.
How did you, in a liberal state, as you said, 2-1 Democrats, get elected in 94, reelected in 98 with a 55-45 margin? How did you do that?
I think that it was bottom line, good stewardship of tax dollars, period. Really, bottom line. What's the government spending? What are we getting for that money? You know, I vetoed all those bills. I discussed and debated all those bills that I vetoed, front page of the newspaper, on television every single night, that, you know what, we just don't need to be spending, we don't need to be growing government.
So you communicated with your constituents.
That was part of the job. I enjoyed that part of the job. I enjoyed the debate.
I like somebody who's willing to get out there and talk to people, and I can tell you like to do it, or you wouldn't have been on tour for almost 11 months.
Well, right. And if I had a complaint with George W. Bush, it was, you know, a lot of what he did was right, but if he'd have just engaged the debate and talked about it, we might actually have some needed reform that we don't have right now. And I'm talking about immigration reform that really, I think he had a handle on it. And privatization of Social Security, the notion of to be able to self-direct your own retirement funds. These are good ideas, but he just, you know what, the wind was blowing a little too hard after he launched them, and he backed away.
But now Obama has had congressional studies and others saying they want to take people's private retirements and tax them and have the government administer them. Bloomberg's reported on that. What's your take on that?
Well, I would be just the opposite. Look, be able to self-direct your funds from the time that you start paying into it. If I'd have been allowed to do that, I'd have four times as much money as I have right now.
Yeah, they've stolen the Social Security money.
Well, and it would be mine. I'd get to pass it down to my heirs.
Well, look at my grandmother. She worked from the time she was, you know, 20 years old until she was 70-something, and she can't live on that Social Security with inflation. I mean, it is a joke. And now they've frozen the COLA?
Well, and it probably needs to be frozen, getting it to be actuarially sound probably needs to be rolled back, actually.
I mean, once they get it in that trouble, I understand that, but you talk about 3-4 times.
Oh, yeah.
What's the difference, Governor? If it was privately held on average, most economists agree, 3-4 times, maybe even more money, if it was conservatively invested, how do you pay in for 40 years and get something that's 4 times less what you would have gotten?
Exactly.
Explain that to us.
Well, that's unexplainable. You can't explain it. But that's the Social Security system.
So why not then just freeze it for everybody that's retired, but start something new for everybody else? Because something that rips you off like that's no good.
Well, I think that that's part of the plan that needs to happen going forward. I think there needs to be an option for even me today to be able to self-direct those funds. I would opt today to be able to self-direct 100% of those funds if I had that option, and then raising the retirement age. But these are the hard choices that have to be made right now. There's no kicking the can down the road anymore with regard to these issues. If we kick the can down the road anymore, I think we're on the verge of an imminent financial implosion.
Let's talk about that implosion. I think we're already in the implosion, and it didn't happen with a bang, but with a whimper. I mean, every major economic indicator, even the Cook numbers the Fed's put out, shows we're in a crisis.
Well, we're in a crisis, and what we've done right now because of this monetary easing right now that's taking place is, as everyone knows, you can't invest your money anywhere for a safe return. I mean, if you do that, the safe return is at best 2%.
Unless it's gold.
Well, or gold. But what we're creating a bubble. Well, so what we're doing collectively is we're putting more money into equities. And as a result of putting more money into equity,
food prices are going up.
As a result of putting money into the stock market, we are creating an artificial bubble in the stock market right now. When does that come to a head? I don't know. But at some point, it's going to show itself also. There's going to be a huge sell-off in the stock market.
I agree with you there, but gold, if it's valued at $2,500 in 1980s inflation adjusted, I don't think gold hits its bubble till $2,500.
Well, and I've heard that if you took all the gold reserves in the world, divided it by the dollars that are out there, that would be the value of gold also, $2,500. Of course, we printed a lot more money now.
So. Yeah, that's a conservative number. And again, I'm no rocket scientist or economist. I just have them liberal, conservative, Joe Stiglitz, you name it on. They basically all say the same thing.
And as you point out with gold, commodities across the board have they're increasing.
Look at food.
Leaps and bounds. Prices are going up. Real inflation, those items that we come in contact with every day to be able to live, to be able to survive, they're going up dramatically. Inflation is increasing.
And by the way, I guess we're going to hit the trifecta here because I butchered this, and it's not my crew's fault. It is written right. It's OurAmericaInitiative.com.
You've got it.
And it's a beautiful website, a lot of great ideas there. I hope folks will visit OurAmericaInitiative.com. Now, let's get into the really hardcore issues. Before you came in here, and in the next hour, we're going back to the calls, they now, and I witnessed this 2 weeks ago in San Jose, flying back to Austin, I sat there drinking coffee after I went through the checkpoint because I kept thinking I'd see a man because they had four rows. Governor, and I went through the checkpoint. They broke down our cameras and equipment and asked us if they were bombs and all the rest of it, but they didn't put us in the naked body scanners. But I watched the four lines of naked body scanners, and I got a coffee and was watching, and I thought, okay, you're being paranoid. That's not just women and children being directed, and they were the minority of travelers. It was mainly people in business suits that Tuesday morning. So I got coffee, and I sat there for probably more than 20 minutes with Aaron, my camera guy, and there was never one man put through it. It was literal 2-3-year-olds in strollers being searched. I watched men put their hands between women's legs, and they lift up to make sure it's not a bomb. I watched this, and now they're saying, even if you go through a naked body scanner, we're also going to do enhanced pat-down, land of the free, home of the brave. And then they say, I mean, let's buy into the official story that Muslims are doing all of this, you know, radical Muslims. The vast minority. Let's just buy the official fable and buy into that for a second. Why don't they just profile then? Why are they coming after the American people? Why are they trying to get in our comfort zones? And now the TSA has announced they're going to have Viper teams. They're already out there on the streets doing this. Hundreds of federal state courthouses, they're all putting in the naked body scanners. There was a lawsuit this year in Colorado about child porn laws being violated. It does, you know, record their naked body. So they aren't scanning under 18s. They're just patting them down. But, I mean, I'd rather a supposed terrorist occasionally do something. I don't want to give up all of my rights and live in Nazi Germany in the name of keeping me safe. What's your view on the incredible grassroots? Tell me, this is the biggest issue. Outrage over the TSA.
Well, I'm in that grassroots outrage. Every single time I go through TSA, I'm outraged by the fact that I watch different people being treated in different ways. I watch the person ahead of me go through with their shoes on. And I want to know why they're allowed to go through with their shoes on. Well, they're an employee behind security. And if you, sir, want to wear your shoes through security, then you can get a job here at the airport and be able to do that. Well, so that's, yes, sir, they've had to undergo a strict security clearance to be able to do that. Well, then why are you subjecting them to walk through the body scanner? Why are you subjecting all the rest of their stuff to go through the X-ray? Why don't you just get them a line out there so that they can go through completely separately? They don't have an answer. They don't have an answer. Or you have a good point. You have a good point, sir. I get my toothpaste taken out. It's in an 8-ounce container, but it's only got 1 ounce of toothpaste in it. In the name of national security, so goes my 1 ounce of toothpaste. When this all happened, 80% of the, 100% of the potential ability of terrorists to be able to fly airplanes into structures went away when they secured all the cabin doors. That happened right away. That was something that really was...
What about arming the pilots? I mean, if you're going to trust them with this giant aircraft and our lives, shouldn't we trust them to know how to work a revolver?
Well, what about that? What about some sort of taser capacity for the flight attendants? Or I just think there are a lot of other ways to deal with this that wouldn't pat down ordinary Americans. That, like, it just outrages.
But the government loves getting in our comfort zone. They love setting that precedent that I'm gonna stick my hand between your 20-month-old's legs.
And the 20-month-olds and the wheelchairs.
Have you seen them make people that can't walk get up, and they're holding them up?
I've seen it. It goes on and on and on. I'm outraged every single time I go to the airport.
No, it's torture.
And I feel no safer. It's torture.
Well, you know, the airline heads have said this is killing business. And I won't fly. I won't fly with my wife. I fly, but I won't let them touch my daughters.
Well, and why TSA in the very beginning? Why not airlines?
Why are the feds grabbing this new jurisdiction?
Well, why didn't airlines do that from the very start? And then you, as a paying customer on the airlines, you decide which airline you want to fly through. And some airlines maybe have really, truly naked searches, because that's how far they want to take.
That's what you want.
But then if that's what you want,
I want the one with no security.
I want the one with no security.
I want the one where they spend all the time spending the money on having new parts.
I went to fly regionally in New Mexico just recently, and I didn't have to go through a body no security scan. It was a risk that you were going to take in state, but it was a plane that couldn't fly long distance also. I really enjoyed it. It's what flight used to
be. It was freedom. Yeah, whatever happened to good-looking stewardesses and meals and like, it's fancy to fly and you wear a suit, like when I was a little kid.
I like the peanuts, Alex. I love the peanuts. I love the load like cattle. I love that, because everybody gets treated equally and the price is way down.
I'm from Dallas. I've flown a lot of Southwest.
I like flying at low prices.
Governor, we're running out of time. We got you on 5 minutes late. Can you stay till 5 after next hour?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Because you bet. I would love having you here. There's some other issues I want to raise with you. This is Raw Story. Also have Associated Press here. And we're going to play this after the break. Ex-Clinton strategist, Obama needs an event similar to Oklahoma City to reconnect with voters. And he said this on MSNBC. It was also said on Meet the Press. Here's another one. Obama faces growing credibility crisis. That's Financial Times of London. And it's in Robert Shapiro, another advisor to Obama. He says, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Robert Shapiro, former Clinton official and a supporter of Obama. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a new 9/11 or Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do just that. Remember Governor Ridge, the former head of Homeland Security, last year in his book admitted he was pressured in 04 to issue fake terror alerts? I mean, I think this was an October surprise, but overall, what do you think of, and we'll play the clip if you want it, what do you think of these statements that by having terrorism, government gets to play the part of our big daddy?
Well, I think there is absolutely something to that, and there's absolutely something to justifying your existence, given that 9/11 is now going on 9 years, yeah. 9 years plus, nothing's happened. You know what? It's imminent. It's going to happen tomorrow, and it's scaring us to death. It's scaring us to give up our civil liberties. So there's actually absolutely something to that.
But why are they so arrogant? I mean, why did Ridge admit that he issued fake terror alerts? Under the Patriot Act, issuing a fake terror alert or a fake bomb call is an act of terror. We're going to come back and talk about that. We're also going to get into some of the other issues that are swirling around. He's a former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson. It's OurAmericaInitiative.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We've got him for two more short segments. Then it's your phone calls, your eyewitness accounts of being molested at the hands of the new Homeland Security Gestapo, TSA.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
I hurt my
myself.
All right, we got it for two more segments. Then I'm getting into the economy. And this stuff really shakes me to my core. We've got your phone calls at the hands of the TSA at 800-259-9231 coming up. The Drudge Report has two of our reports, top of the Drudge Report. He's had our articles on this from Friday straight through, article after article, day after day, and Drudge links every week to us. But the fact is, Drudge, even the New York Times admits, previously it was the New York Times, now it's the Drudge Report the last 3 years, it drives news. And it shows the incredible outrage and awakening that is happening. Guys, I forgot to tell you during the break, do you have that clip of the advisor, Democrat operative Mark Penn on national news? Do we have that clip ready? Okay, great. We're going to cue that up because I don't want to just quote that. I want to actually play that little short clip on air. But getting back to this fear-mongering, did you see the – in fact, Governor, I'm going to hand you this Fox News article. It was also an AP. Will you read that headline for folks?
I'd have to put my glasses on here to do that.
because, I mean, this came out 2.5 weeks ago, and it's confirmed. Read that headline for folks.
Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Keep reading.
Anwar al-Awlaki. I mean, my point is, people send me emails saying that's not real. When it was an AP and Fox News, he was number three in Al-Qaeda at that time. He was number one today, all over the news. They admit in the article he's number one now. And he's hanging out secretly with the Pentagon. I can't ignore this, Governor. I mean, you talk about, I mean, and these officials are running around saying, let's use terror to take people's rights. I'm sure a year and a half ago, you saw the MIAC Homeland Security report that said gun owners, conservatives, libertarians are what Homeland Security's for. What's your view on the fact that this whole apparatus is aimed at us, the American people?
Well, that's where the outrage ought to be. So I'm outraged at that. I'm outraged at that, at the fact that that is what's going on.
I mean, as somebody who's campaigning to be the voice of the Republican Party, and I hope you do run for president. I mean, is that where this is going?
Well, I'm a 501c4, so I can't comment.
But so you're exploring things.
Well, I get to raise money and I get to speak out on the issues of the day. So
shouldn't this be investigated?
Absolutely.
Who investigates it, though?
Good point.
I mean, there's the article, folks. Who's going to investigate if it's not Ron Paul or Gary Johnson or Jesse Ventura? I mean, somebody with a big voice. Let me play this short clip or come back and give you the floor for the last 5 minutes on other issues you want to cover. But here's the clip of the Clinton official, an Obama advisor, and I've got other ones saying it, Shapiro, on national television, talking about how they need an attack to teach us to reconnect with our loving controllers. Here it is.
President Clinton reconnected through Oklahoma, yeah. Right? And the president right now,
the
seems removed. And it wasn't until that speech that he re-clicked with the American public. Obama needs a similar kind.
You think words will work for President Obama at this point?
No.
Okay,
he's got to get some results. But words will work,
okay.
I think, if he finds that right moment.
Okay, so there was that clip. You didn't have your headphones on, but you couldn't hear it. Do you want to put them on and hear it?
I'd love to, yeah.
Okay, let's cue that clip back up then for him right now, since we're doing all this live on the fly. We're going to come back from break and play that clip for you, Governor, and maybe even keep you a little bit in the next segment if you can do it, because I don't want to cut you short on time. It's a rare occurrence having you here in studio. Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, is our guest, and we're just going, oh, jeepers creepers, the head of Al-Qaeda hanging out at the Pentagon. We'll be back in 70 seconds, the live fourth hour. You can always go to InfoWars.com and listen.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.